For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's Cybercrime News. AT&T has completed the sale of its cybersecurity division, spawning a new entity called Level Blue that boasts over 1,000 employees across 10 countries, with majority ownership by Willjam Ventures. Total Telecom reports that the move follows rumors of divestments aimed at reducing debt incurred from previous acquisitions, including DirecTV and Time Warner. Level Blue encompasses AT&T's managed service and cybersecurity consulting businesses, along with assets from the Alien Vault acquisition in 2018. Russian national Dmitry Yuryevich Khrushchev has been named by US, UK, and Australian law enforcement authorities as the alleged operator behind the notorious Lockbit ransomware group, which is responsible for siphoning an estimated $500 million from victims over several years. Wired reports that UK police infiltrated the Lockbit infrastructure, leading to charges that were unsealed by the US Justice Department on May 7th. The identification of Khrushchev marks a significant step in combating cybercrime on an international scale. Okechukwu Valentine Osuji, along with co-conspirators, has been found guilty of orchestrating a business email compromise scheme that targeted individuals and businesses across multiple countries, resulting in losses exceeding $6.3 million. The U.S. Department of Justice reports that the conviction, which was secured by a federal jury in New Haven, Connecticut, includes charges of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and aggravated identity theft. Following a cyber attack earlier this year, NHS Dumfries and Galloway, the National Health Service Board serving one of the 14 regions of NHS Scotland, has confirmed the publication of children's mental health data by ransomware perpetrators. The BBC quote Chief Executive Julie White describing the incident as unprecedented, apologizing to patients and staff while emphasizing the quote utterly aberrant and criminal nature of the data release. Investigations into the breach are ongoing as the health board assesses the extent of the breach, which could potentially impact thousands. The city of Wichita, Kansas is grappling with a citywide network outage after falling victim to a ransomware attack that prompted the shutdown of computer systems and disrupted essential services, including forcing first responders to switch to backup procedures. The Wichita Eagle reports that investigations by federal and local authorities are underway as the city works to restore its infrastructure, with no specified timeline for resolution. Wichita has a population of around 396,000 people. And finally, to Massachusetts now, where the Concord Public Schools and Concord-Carlisle Regional School Districts are recovering from a recent cyber attack that disrupted network operations, primarily affecting PCs and administrative functions. Boston News 25 reports that Superintendent Lori Hunter assured families that IT teams are working tirelessly to rectify the situation, putting in 18-hour days. The incident has prompted temporary changes in school operations, including a switch to cash-only transactions in cafeterias and password resets for affected staff. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.